There was no shortage of pasta, toilet rolls, and tinned tomatoes until someone said, "Don't panic, there is enough for everyone." There was not a shortage of petrol until someone said that everyone should fill up in the normal way. There was not a shortage of lateral flow test kits until someone implied that they are readily available. And there was not a problem getting a room on Airbnb in Bethlehem until the government issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And poor Joseph and his pregnant wife Mary got caught up in the mayhem, because Joseph belonged to the house and line of David. And therefore he had to return to Bethlehem to register along with all the others to the home of his ancestors. And into that world of man-made panic and shortages, your Saviour, Jesus Christ, was born. Yes, into that world of government blunders, where the common people felt that the government did not understand what life was like for them. Into that world where it seemed that there was one rule for the rulers and another rule for everyone else. Into that world your Saviour, Jesus Christ, was born. Now, when I say your Saviour, that of course raises the question, is he indeed your Saviour? I mean, have you welcomed him into the very centre of your being? Have you invited him to be your Saviour? And because of the chaos caused by the government back in the day, baby Jesus was wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger because there was no guest room available for this young, vulnerable family. Does it shock you to think that when Jesus was born, they placed him in a manger? It should shock us. Jesus, who is God and who created everything, was placed in a manger at birth. And we don't even know if the manger was in a stable. The Bible makes no mention of a stable, so the manger may well have been totally outside. And did you know that authentic mangers were not the perfect size to fit on a Christmas card? And they were not the perfect size to hold a baby. Neither were they the optimum height for Mary and Joseph to nurse their baby. Mangers did not come flat pack from IKEA back in the day. They were not sanded and varnished, and you could not buy an assortment of soft furnishings to fit perfectly. In fact, a manger was just a rough, dirty feeding trough for animals. And if you went near one today, you might want to wear a face mask and sanitize your hands after touching it. You can never be too careful, can you? You never know what germs may be lurking on a manger. And if Jesus had been born today and not back then, in Bracknell and not in Bethlehem, then it is possible that he would have been placed in a bike shed, as our youth drama tonight suggested. Now, bike sheds are not places with great reputations, not particularly clean, not the sort of place you would go for a holiday. They don't offer much security or safety or privacy. They are not especially comfortable and not exactly warm and cozy. But then again, neither are mangers. Let's move on to our next slide, please. On Thursday, we had our lunch club Christmas meal. We were socially distanced, sitting at separate tables. Everyone wanted to be sensible and to keep safe and to enjoy a special time together. We were all really looking forward to the event, and some of us had placed our order with the restaurant way back in October. Now, they had fancy menus and booking forms placed in a Christmas presentation pack. And on the front of the pack, it had the wording, eat, drink, and be merry. Think about those words for a moment, please. Eat, drink, and be merry. Where do you think those words came from? You've guessed it. Those words come straight out of the Bible. And they come with a challenge to our materialistic here and now lifestyle. Have you noticed over the last 2 years, since this whole COVID thing took center stage, that people have been talking about lasting values? When life as we knew it was stripped away, people started asking, is there anything more? What is the point of it all? You may have had a brand new car sitting on the drive, but if you could not go anywhere, what was the point? You may have had money in the bank, but if you could not spend it, what was the point? And this question is addressed in the Bible in one of Jesus' parables about a man who coined the very phrase, eat, drink, and be merry. Let me read it to you. This comes from Luke chapter 12. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God." Now, I think if we are honest, then most of us will agree that here in Great Hollands, in Bracknell, and the south of England, we are pretty rich when compared with many areas in our world today. And maybe God would say to us tonight, "You are pretty rich in financial terms. You have money in the bank, and you have regular money coming in. And you have food in your fridge and your freezer too. You may even have a stash of tinned tomatoes and pasta under the bed. But are you rich towards God? Is Jesus indeed your Saviour? I mean, have you welcomed him into the very centre of your being? Have you invited him to be your saviour? Or to put it another way, still on the subject of food, have you accepted God's invitation to his banquet? Let's move on to our third slide, please. Why is it that we love having meals with friends and family? There are probably mainly three reasons. There's the food, the friendship, and the sense of belonging. God loves you, and he is inviting you to a banquet that starts today and will last forever. We are talking about relationship with God, a banquet that will provide food for your soul, that is the real you deep within the visible you. It will provide friendship with God, and it will provide belonging in God's family, the church. And the tragedy is that lots of people do not accept the invitation. Back in Jesus' day, many people made excuses and did not accept God's invitation. And in our generation too, many people make excuses and do not accept God's invitation. But all of us can choose to go against the flow and accept God's invitation. Let me read you one more of Jesus' parables, this time about the banquet. This is in Luke chapter 14. Jesus said, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I have just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full.'" And you see, God wants to have a full house for today and forever. And did you notice the kind of people he is inviting? In fact, he is inviting everyone. On the one hand, he is inviting people who are doing well for themselves, such as those who have just bought a field or bought 5 yoke of oxen, or those who have just got married. And on the other hand, he is also inviting poor people, disabled people, and what we might call disadvantaged people. So, irrespective of your socio-economic status here on earth, God is inviting you to his banquet for eternity. Now, you will be pleased to know you do not have to register online. You do not even have to send one of those old-fashioned RSVP postcards. But you do need to receive him in the innermost part of your being. In the last book of the Bible, Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Now, you may ask, what door are we talking about? Or where is the door? And the answer, the door is inside of you. The door to your heart. But you may say to me, Mark, I don't believe that I have a heart. I am just a mass of chemicals and body tissue. How do I even know if I have a heart? Prove to me, Mark, that I have a heart. Well, I don't really need to try and prove anything, because you already have the proof. When you hear all the terrible news on your TV or phone and it makes you afraid, where do you feel that fear? You see, that place is your heart, the real you deep inside the visible you. When people are unkind to you and you feel hurt, where do you feel the hurt and pain? Equally, when you have done something wrong and someone forgives you, where do you feel the relief? That place is your heart, the real you deep inside the visible you. That hidden place where you store up your hopes and dreams for the future and your regrets from the past. This place is your heart. And this is the place where Jesus wants to live. And only you can invite him in. By faith. Jesus is saying to us tonight, here I am. I stand at the door. And I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. This Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem and placed in a manger, he wants to live inside of me and you. And as Grandad realized in our drama tonight, this is good news. Good news for eternity and good news for today. Because good news gives health to the bones. Amen.